so proud of him. You know, the batting at Tom and the support that he also got throughout the innings was, you know, outstanding. And then the way we fielded today, I can't ever remember us. We fielded well at times, definitely, but with some stunning ground fielding, some amazing catches, and then the bowling. The bowlers kept their nerve and bowled terrifically, all of them. But at the end there, some terrific death bowling from particularly Joe and Jack. You know, they might have had a few runs to play with, but it was tremendous to see them nail their death bowling. So just delighted, really, because the lads have had a tough week up here, because we played some good cricket and we messed up on the last day. But to come and beat them in front of a huge crowd here at Trent Bridge in their own backyard, convincingly, and to play so well, hopefully we'll take a lot of confidence out of this sort of victory.
173, did you think that was enough?
Yeah, we did. We did think it was enough, but we were also ruined the fact that we still had three balls left in our innings, and we hoped that that really didn't matter. Thankfully, it didn't matter. And also, we lost four wickets in six balls towards the end there. So, you know, we can always get better, and that would be something that we'd like to get better. But, you know, I can't knock the performance today. These guys have stood up against a very good test ground outfit. And we've given a reasonable thumping in front of a huge crowd, and it really is a really happy day for if you're a Worcester supporter. And I'm, like I said earlier, I'm so proud of the team, and the lads who came into the team who haven't been here this week, I think just gave us a fantastic bit of energy. You know, Dolly and Colin and Pepsi, and also Ross Whiteley gave us some tremendous energy, and I think that's what we needed after yesterday's defeat.
Your three slower bowlers today, it was a worn pitch, and Darryl said that's why he batted first, and then your three guys who took the pace off the ball, and that was a big turning point in the game, was it really slowed Notts down?
Yeah, I mean, Darryl's bowling was outstanding. We saw what a good job Mullaney did, and we knew that Darryl would play a major part for us. And but yes, Syed bowled outstanding. He's gone for 33, but he went for 10 off his last two balls. So, and they were good shots. So he got two crucial wickets, and Brett bowled beautifully as well for us. So, you know, we were very, very pleased.
This takes you on now to Durham on Sunday. You're back up there towards the top of the group. That's a big game on Sunday.
Yeah, you know how I look at it. I don't look too far ahead. So for us, Sunday's the next game, and you know, we'll be just going out like we do every single time and trying to win a game of cricket. We know that if we just carry on winning, then you know, the tables take care of themselves, and it's a good way to be, because you don't get too far ahead of yourself, and you don't start looking at formulas of how you're going to qualify, for example. You know, all I do is, and I try and express this with the team, is that there's one game ahead of us now, and it's Durham.
You said about the fielding tonight, it was outstanding, but that doesn't just happen, does it? That comes from hours and hours of practice.
Yeah, you know, we work very, very hard, but so do a lot of other clubs, and you know, but it is nice to see when things go well. We had a great run out earlier that could well have been out as well, but it was naked eye, it must have been tight. But, you know, I think if you look at all our fielders there out there today, they all shone brilliantly, they were all fantastic. And Coxie behind the stumps, you know, he rouses the troops brilliantly now. He's very much the focal point of our fielding group, and, you know, he sorts the angles out for Mitch. He's really maturing nicely as a wicket keeper in one-day cricket and four-day cricket. So he's a very important part of the setup.